You are tuned in to the CU Insight Trendline, the credit union industry's podcast for the latest perspectives, shifts, and key content to keep you informed and ahead. I'm Greg Micklig, President and CEO at CUinsight.com, here to bring you the trends shaping our industry every other week, all in under 15 minutes. Let's track the trend. Hello, everyone. I'd like to welcome you with something clever or impactful, but as I recently heard someone say, we don't have time for all that. And that's because we've packed a lot into this episode. First up, John Pettit joins us, and then we'll hear from CU Insight's Vice President of Strategic Growth, Robbie Young, who shares key insights from a new white paper from Allied Solutions. Let's get started.
I'm John Pettit, and these are my top three trending articles on CU Insight. At number three this week is an article titled Education to Empowerment, What Retirement Participants Are Telling Us About the Future of Financial Wellness, from TrueStage's Michael Conti. We've spent years trying to educate people about retirement, but Michael says information isn't the problem anymore. Confidence is. Members want personalized guidance that makes retirement feel less complicated and more achievable. The takeaway for credit unions is to stop focusing on delivering more content and start helping people feel confident enough to take the next step toward their financial future. Number two this week is How Grow Financial Credit Union Built a Strategy Around Member Experience, from Alchemy's Courtney Ties. Grow Financial says the biggest threat facing credit unions isn't technology, it's member indifference. Courtney looks at how the credit union is removing friction, aligning risk and innovation, and using digital tools to make banking feel easier and more personal. Members compare your experience to Amazon and Apple now, and every little friction point is an opportunity to lose relevance. Stay tuned later in the podcast for my number one article.
Credit unions are under growing pressure to modernize, improve efficiency, and respond faster to emerging risk. In their latest white paper, The Integration Imperative, Allied Solutions makes the case that modernization is not just a technology challenge, it's an execution challenge. The white paper explores how credit unions can better connect data, intelligence, workflows, and decision-making to create a more unified operating environment. Head over to CUinsight.com, linked below, to download The Integration Imperative from Allied Solutions to learn how your credit union can improve execution, strengthen decision-making, and build more integrated approach to growth, risk management, and innovation.
The CU Insight Trendline is brought to you with support from the following CU Insight collaborators. Plenty of design-build companies can build nice branches. That's not what drives long-term growth. When you partner with Level 5, you get a 10-year network growth strategy built on actionable insights from real data in your target markets. We'll help you right-size your investment to the opportunity in each market, ensuring the predictable long-term growth you're looking for. Learn more at level5.com to launch your next phase of growth. This September, credit union leaders are heading to Washington, D.C. for America's Credit Union's Congressional Caucus. This is where advocacy meets action. It's our chance to engage lawmakers shaping the financial services landscape. Join us September 13th through the 15th for 3 days of advocacy impact. Register today and save $200 at americascreditunions.org/caucus.
Another of our CU Insight collaborators is the Defense Credit Union Council, also known as DCUC. I had the opportunity to chat with Tony Hernandez, President and CEO of DCUC, about some of the things that are on his mind leading up to the DCUC Annual Conference. Tony, thank you for joining me on the CU Insight Trendline podcast. Just curious, what is on your mind? What are some of the things that you are seeing on the horizon as you're looking forward to your upcoming DCUC annual conference?
Well, there's a lot of things that'll be happening this fall, Greg. On the advocacy front, We're looking very closely at the Senate schedule, and the big question for us is the confirmation of John Cruz as the next chairman of the NCUA. And we've already got an open invite for him to come speak at our conference if that happens in the next 3 weeks or so, and we'll see how that works itself out. But also with the Slaughter decision, where does the administration go next? Are we going to have two more board nominees coming up? And so we're watching what's going on at the NCUA. Of course, some regulatory uncertainty is always in play, especially with having one board member and all the deregulation that's happening. I know Senator Warren has requested some documentation and some legal citations. So we're watching that because that throws a little bit of chaos into the system as well. And so we're watching what the NCUA is doing. On the legislative front, of course, you got the Clarity Act and where that's going to go. And so we're watching that. We're always looking out for interchange issues pretty much at the state level. But we do have the National Defense Authorization Act that's moving through Congress. And so we're always looking to make sure there's no interchange bill or changing the membership requirement in the Federal Credit Union Act. But interesting thing development in the NDAA is that at least on the Senate side, and we got it through three of the four corners, is the extending the central liquidity facility. And that doesn't sound like a big thing, but it is a big thing when you have a government shutdown and you want to guarantee pay for your members. And so we have made a great case. I believe we're going to make great progress and get it in the Senate version. And then we got to work on the House side to get the chair and ranking member to sign off on that. And so that's the next battle that we're gearing up in the very near future. And then on the membership side, we got dues coming up, right? It's going to be due season. And look for some DCUC messaging on that. We believe we give a really good value for the dues dollars paid. With our top rate being capped at $22,500 a year, if you're a large credit union, you're not going to find a better deal than what we provide. And so, look for some positive messaging. It's not cost prohibitive. So if you still want to pay the other fees, you can still add DCUC and get some up-to-date information on what's going on. Then, of course, our annual conference, that's big coming up. Got a great agenda set up and some great, let's just call it relationship building activities that are part and parcel of a DCUC conference. And that's what makes our conferences so special.
Yeah, there definitely is a lot on your plate, as there always seems that there is. And can you give me just a sneak peek of what maybe some of those different activities at the annual conference might be?
Yeah, well, we've got four great, keynote speakers coming on, in addition to having Scott Simpson, appear on stage with DCUC. And I think that's important for the industry to have both national trade associations, on the stage. I would say we agree on pretty much all the issues. I think it's just a question of how we go about advocating for those. And I think an all of the above strategy is always healthy for the industry. And so we're going to have a good discussion. I'm looking forward to that. We got the former president of Poland, Andrzej Duda, coming to speak on leadership. And if you read his history and what he did in his 10 years as president of Poland, a lot of leadership lessons to be gleaned, but a lot of national security implications, especially as you're reading what's happening in the news. All that started when President Duda was in office. And so it's the whole push eastward out of the traditional foothold in Europe and into the Eastern European countries. And so that's going to be interesting. We've got the former senior enlisted advisor, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, coming to speak. We've got the former senator and United States Colonel Martha McSally speaking as well. And then we got the former fire chief who was in charge on 9/11. And this being the 25th anniversary of 9/11, a lot of good leaderships under pressure. We've got some great breakout sessions. We got to follow up on our CU Unplugged. And what's going to be new about that one is we're actually going to bring some coders into our conference. And so if you ever want to learn how to build your own applications using agentic AI or other applications, this is one you want to bring your tech guys in to check that out. Of course, all the activities that we do at a DCUC conference, our patriotic reception, which is always a hit. We got cigar and bourbon night after the open night. Then, of course, our gala, dinner event, and then the after party, afterwards, and a whole bunch of group tours. We got golf on Monday. We got lots of other things happening. So I would encourage all credit unions, even if you're not currently a member of DCUC, come check it out. You're going to have a great time. It's not all military, but it is heavy on leadership focus and just good camaraderie and good fun. I can't wait till we land in near Miami, Florida, and get things kicked off.
Well, that sounds great, Tony. I know our CU Insight team will be on site, and we will be sure to give some coverage of things as they transpired. And as always, we'll share a recap of the event afterwards for our audience as well. Tony, thank you again for taking some time to join me, and best wishes to you with your annual conference coming up.
Thanks, Craig, and thanks for all your support. It's a great partnership with CU Insight as well.
Thank you. For more information on the 2026 DCUC Annual Conference, visit dcucannual.org. And now, let's hear from Linda LaFortune on our CU Insight Mastery course presented by Farwell. If you're leading through change, looking for workplace culture or organizational change management, this is a program you should consider.
Change is hard, and leading people through it successfully is even harder. That's why I'm excited about CU Insight's new 4-week mastery course presented by Farwell starting August 6th. This is not a webinar. It's an interactive learning experience where you'll work directly with the Farwell team, advisors who help organizations connect strategy to action, lead change, and build high-performing teams. They've partnered with credit unions to help leaders earn the trust needed to move initiatives forward. Throughout the course, you'll learn practical frameworks for leading change, building trust across teams, navigating resistance, aligning people around shared goals, and turning strategy into action you can apply immediately at your credit union. If you're looking for a meaningful way to invest in your managers, emerging leaders, or your entire leadership team, this course delivers practical tools, real conversations, and direct access to experts who help organizations tackle these challenges every day. For more information on this CU Insight Mastery course presented by Farwell, visit cuinsight.com/featured-events.
Welcome back. My number one article trending on CU Insight is, credit unions are measuring the wrong thing. From CU Collaborate's Sam Brownell. For years, credit unions have borrowed success metrics from banks, things like ROA and asset growth. But Sam argues that's the wrong scoreboard. Instead, he says credit unions should measure success by how much financial value they create for members, especially those who need it most. Stop asking, how healthy is our institution? And start asking, how much better off are our members because we exist? I recently asked Sam, if credit unions began using risk-based member benefit as their primary measure of success, what strategic decisions or long-held practices do you think would change, and which ones might prove the hardest to let go of?
It would likely just focus their efforts more on the things that create financial value for their members a bit more. I think the best sort of way of success is and lead them to having more of an impact within their community, but I don't think it would really lead to people letting go of stuff they're already doing. I think it would just increase focus on the things that create the most benefit.
Thanks, Sam. That's all for my top three trending articles on CU Insight. Greg, back to you.
Thank you, John. And thank you to all who tuned in for this episode of the CU Insight Trendline. If you liked what you've heard on this episode, please take a moment to like and share this podcast with a colleague. And be sure to visit the podcast section of cuinsight.com for more episodes from us, along with featured podcasts from other industry leaders. The team and I will be back next time with more trending updates to keep you informed and ahead of the curve. Until then, we'll keep tracking the trend.